Today is National Punctuation Day. Here are some examples. Wahlberg is an exclamation mark. Boy George, comma. Chameleon is my favorite song. And finally, I'm having my period. Happy National Punctuation Day.
Exclamation points, they shout with cheer. Question marks ask what's happening here. Commas take a pause, periods they stop. Without punctuation, your sentence will flop. Happy Punctuation Day. Happy Punctuation Day. Online, it's a jungle and a texting buffet. So mind your marks when you type today. Use your dots and squiggles, or else we're lost in your text!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Wake up!
You need to wake yourself up.
Wake yourself up!
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday!
So, what are we doing today?
We are gonna have so much fun.
Oh, fun is so fun!
That's what this show is all about.
Great.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat!
Showtime.
Yeah, it is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that even work? How do you get our feature channel and our live show on the Alexa device? Well, it's really, really easy. You just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So there you go. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show between 8 and 11. And then we repack all those segments into a full-length podcast for the day, Monday through Friday. And those podcasts drop around noon each of those days. And you can get it on Alexa just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or you can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. And we even do a video simulcast. If you're listening and you didn't realize this, we do a video simulcast, so you can see our silly faces right there on your monitor or on your phone or on your tablet. We are on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All one words, no spaces. All one word, no spaces. At the Mike Show VA. And that handle works for our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter or X, whatever they're calling it these days. Even MySpace. All right. Wednesday edition, hump day. Chris Topher is going to be joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia. He is bringing a guest. We have, let's see who's scheduled. Cecil Kendrick with Achieve is scheduled to be our guest with Christopher from United Way on Way Wednesday. We also, of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you. We've got a J.D. Powers annual report. It is the Airport Satisfaction Survey, and it scores the top 10 mega airports, large airports, medium-sized airports as well. So we're going to talk about the top 10 or top 5, plus we're also going to rank the bottom 2 for each of those categories. And then we turned it into a top list, top things you see at every airport, regardless of whether they're in the top 10 or not. All right, that is on the way. Oh my, the graphic ran out. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now, this is Bob Johnson with the Transportation Security Administration. Many of you may be concerned that our new X-ray machines can see through your clothes. But I can assure you that our security screening staff derive no personal gratification from seeing your naked body. You see, looking at naked flesh all day is really not that appealing to a trained professional. Take Steve here. He's seen over 300 naked women in the last 24 hours.
Dude, when I first took this job, I thought it would be more interesting. And, like, to tell you the truth, at first it was interesting, then it got, like, really interesting, and then I came back from my restroom break and suddenly it wasn't interesting at all.
Fair. You see, trained professionals making sure you have a safe flight. And the only way to do that is to see you naked.
Oh, and by the way, if you're, like, extremely overweight, you can just go through the metal detector. Statistics show that most terrorists are skinny.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. It's the Mike Show. All right. We're talking J.D. Power's report most recently. It's the annual Airport Satisfaction Surveys, and it shows that overall scores improved by 10 points on a 1,000-point scale from last year to this year. Let's rank them. Among mega airports, those are some of your biggest cities. Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. We got the top 10. These are the top 10, right? Not the bottom? Okay. Top 10. Boston Logan International. San Francisco International is number 9. Miami International at 8. Orlando International at number 7. JFK International in New York at 6. Harry Reid in Las Vegas at number 5. Dallas-Fort Worth at number 4. Phoenix Sky Harbor at number 3. Detroit Wayne County Airport at number 2. Minneapolis-St. Paul International, number 1 for mega airports on the J.D. Power's Airport Satisfaction Survey. The bottom 2, by the way, in the mega airport range is Newark Liberty International, and then Toronto Pearson International. Among large airports, the top 5, let's do from the bottom up. Number 5, Raleigh-Durham. At number 5, Kansas City. At number 4, Dallas Love Field. At number 3, Tampa. Number 2, and John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, is number 1 among large airports. The bottom 2 in that category, Philadelphia International and Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International. Among medium-sized airports, top 5, Palm Beach International Airport in Florida. Jacksonville International at number 4, Buffalo Niagara at number 3, Ontario International Ontario International in Southern California. Okay, so that's not Ontario International in Canada. Okay. It says ONT, though, so wouldn't that be... I don't know. I don't know my airport codes. I didn't learn them in high school. Indianapolis International, number one among medium-sized airports, and the bottom two are Edmonton and Cleveland Hopkins International. The study was based on more than 30,000 surveys from U.S. or Canadian residents who travel through North American airports, this past year. They asked about ease of travel, level of trust, terminal facilities, staff, airport staff, experiences leaving and arriving, plus food, beverage, and retail available. So that, you know, that brings us to our top list with this annual list of the best airports out. And whether your local airport, ours, I didn't go through the entire list, but I'm sure it's right up there. Whether your local airport is on it or not, one thing is for certain. It features everything from today's list, our top list today, top things you see at every airport. All right, here we go. Well, again, not some of these don't apply to our airport, but here we go. Oh, where's the thingy? I need the thingy. And the other thingy. Here we go, number one. A TSA agent scrolling through their phone instead of watching the X-ray monitor. No. Somebody frantically yanking clothes from their luggage to get below 50 pounds. A redneck picking up a duct tape cardboard box from the baggage carousel. Sad people smoking in a grass enclosure. A glass enclosure? Not a grass enclosure. Take two. Glass enclosure. Top things you see at every airport. A baggage handler body slamming your roller bag. And someone being escorted off a Spirit flight in handcuffs. There you go. It's your top things you see at most every airport. Not ours. Ours is excellent. All right, coming up, we have, what do we got? Oh, yeah, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A man in China got his head stuck in a traffic light after crashing into it. Rescuers proceeded with caution and stop and go. NASA unveiled the 10 newest members of its astronaut corps. And no, Katy Perry was not one of them. Fox is rebooting Baywatch. Or should I say Fox is reboobing Baywatch? We'll see. And the Rolling Stones are working on a new album. It'll drop next year, as long as the Stones don't drop before that.
This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5 up, Commerce Street towards the back of the James Building. Glad you could join us on this here hump day. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by... Here, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that banner thingy. All right. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1, the Titanic song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because director James Cameron didn't like it, and neither did Celine Dion. Obviously, they both went ahead with it anyway and later changed their minds. Years later, Celine said, quote, "I'm glad I sang the song. I'm so happy that my people don't listen to everything I say." One of the people who encouraged her to do it was her late husband. Number 2. There are at least 3 animals that have relations for pleasure.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And not just to reproduce. Humans, bonobos, and dolphins. Number 3. There was an episode of Scrubs in 2002 where Zach Braff and Sarah Chalky's character went bungee jumping. And they had stunt doubles do the jump. So their stunt doubles met on set that day and wound up getting married, which is cool, but they've since now divorced. Number 4. The McDonald's character Grimace was originally supposed to be evil. In 1971, he was called Evil Grimace, and his goal was to steal milkshakes. But by 1972, they turned him into a happy purple monster who's a good guy, but not very bright. And then Number 5? Number 5. Based on the average life expectancy in the U.S., if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life.
Wow.
If you're 40, you only have 2,015 left. And if you're my age, you have 6 or 7. No, that'd be terrible. That's wrong. I'm not good at math. And those are your 5 random facts. I hope I have a lot more.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo.
got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony?
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris joining us from the United Way. And you guys just had the campaign kickoff breakfast.
We sure did. Came straight here from there.
And see, you're all dressed up in big boy clothes.
This was for you, Mike.
Was it really?
This was.
No. It probably had to have been for the...
I was wearing a t-shirt half an hour ago, but I...
For the campaign breakfast. Well, how did the campaign kickoff go, and how was everything this morning?
It was excellent. Had a wonderful program from the whole team, everybody involved. Scott, who was our MC, Tabitha, who of course organized the event, but really the very large number of participants from the community who attended. Really terrific event, and I think bodes really well for our upcoming campaign.
Nice. Well, that's really, really cool. We'll talk a little bit more about the campaign, what that means, and how you, the individuals, can get involved either individually or with your company. And we'll talk about that. But first, each and every Wednesday, you bring us a guest. Today's no exception. Who did you bring?
As with all Wednesdays, our guest here is one of our partner agencies today. That is Achieve of Central Virginia. And we have Cecil Kendrick from Achieve here to tell us a little bit more about him.
Hey. Cecil, you're no stranger to the show, and I've been to your organization a number of times, but it's been a while. So yep. Let's talk about Achieve. Talk about what it is that you do, and let's talk about the impact that the United Way makes for your organization.
Okay, well, like I said, we're with the Chief of Central Virginia. It used to be Lynchburg Shelton Industries. I mean, that's still our legal name.
Okay.
But we've rebranded under Achieve because that's what we want. That's our mission, is for individuals with disabilities to achieve a more independent life and just have a life well lived. We're located over 3120 Odd Fellows Road.
Okay.
Over the last few years, since you've been there, we've done a lot of renovations. We've redid the whole manufacturing operation as far as painting, putting in new light fixtures. We even bought a new corrugated box machine because that's one of the things that we do with one of our programs is to provide employment for individuals with disabilities. And we provide that employment by having employees make corrugated boxes, and we make corrugated boxes for basically for the federal government usage.
Okay.
They're not our direct customer, but they do get our boxes through distribution channels, and we produce a lot of boxes, and they're used all across the country. We also have a day program where we provide activities and supports for individuals with disabilities in a group day program. They come to our facility, have all kinds of different activities that they enjoy doing. And we also have a community engagement program where we take individuals out into the community, volunteer for Meals on Wheels. They also may go to some of the local museums and just go around and just do things that individuals do when they're out in the community. So that's what we do over there, and we've been doing it for about 63 years now.
Oh, wow. About how many folks are involved in either work programs or the day programs or anything like that? How many folks do you serve?
We serve about 50 individuals.
Okay.
Between both our day program and our employment program. And like I said, we do, we are a manufacturer. We manufacture corrugated boxes for local customers and customers all across the country. We make a kind of a niche box. It's a very it's a weather resistant, very strong boxes at the, I guess, a lot of military applications.
Oh, wow.
And we do subcontract work for some local companies around the area here, and then our program participants either can do those types of jobs, or they can be involved in our in our activities and our day programs.
Very, very cool. Do you have any limitations as far as how many folks can participate, and do you need more folks?
Oh yeah, we could always provide services to more individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, and we definitely have a capacity for bringing on more individuals, both in our employment and our work program and in our other programs. Matter of fact, I was just want to make sure I mentioned we're having an open house on October the 8th.
Okay.
From 11 to 2. It's open to the public. You can come in and check out all the things that we've done over the last couple of years as far as upgrading our facilities there, and just see our program and talk with program participants, and also talk with the staff about some of the things that we do. So that's going to be October the 8th from 11 to 2.
Okay.
And the reason we do it in October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Okay.
And so it's like, hey, well, let's do it. We were incorporated in October of 1963. So it's like, hey, let's do an open house in October. So well, that's what we're doing.
Well, this is fantastic. Do you need to RSVP or anything?
No, matter of fact, we're going to have some food trucks on the property up on our parking lot.
Okay.
That you can come in, get you something from a food truck. Come in, we'll have light refreshments and things like that. So we're looking for some a good turnout there.
Nice. Well, how do folks get involved? How do they reach out if they're either in need or interested in your services, your products, or your programs?
Well, if they're interested in our products, they can. They can reach out and reach us by email. We have a different. You can go to our website and see the contact information there. If you're looking at interested in one of our programs, the same way, you can reach out through that. A lot of folks in our day program and our community engagement program are referred to us through Horizon Behavioral Health okay. Services. And by word of mouth and things like that. So there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us directly at our phone number there, and we'll hook you up with who you need to talk with to get what you need to get, whether it's a box or day program services or whatever it may be.
Absolutely. If you visit AchieveCentralVA.com, and we'll link that up on this broadcast on our Facebook page, AchieveCentralVA.com, all one word. You can learn more about Achieve of Central Virginia. Thank you so much for taking time, and thank you for all you do for our community.
Hey, well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Chris, how are things going, and how is the campaign kickoff thus far?
Well, seeing as we are now, I guess, about an hour into that post-kickoff
phase. Have you reached all the goals?
We are struggling forward with okay. those goals, just an hour in.
Yeah.
No. I myself, I just wanted to say I'm planning to come to that open house next week on the 8th there, so I hope to see some folks there as well. That's going to be, a wonderful occasion to check out what Achieve does. So just saying I'll be there. And I also wanted to say really quickly, I think we had the Boy Scouts in here. Excuse me, not the Boy Scouts. Scouting America.
Yeah.
Here the other day. And they mentioned, I think, that you're warehousing some of their popcorn for them.
Oh, yes. We try to be a good community partner. And the Scouting America, they when they do their popcorn sales, we warehouse it there for them. And they come in, their troops come in and get them and take them out to sell them. One of the other things that we do for the community, we make boxes, and we've made some boxes that we're going to be donating to the United Way for their food drive they do in October.
Nice.
So we've been doing that for several years. So we try to be a great community partner with all the nonprofits in town and whoever can need their services.
Yeah, and absolutely. That's I think just such a wonderful example, both of those right there, of how. Everyone in this community really does work together and really kind of embodies that sense of community in our nonprofit scene here. Of course, as Mike just said, the campaign just kicked off today, and that campaign is about supporting the nonprofit community here. So we are raising funds. We announced a goal of $1.4 million that we'd like to bring into the community. And that is going to fund programs. I think I have to double check the exact count of them. I think it's 35 programs that we are funding across 24 different partner nonprofits. So doing a lot of good with that just in the last year. That affected or assisted rather 46,000 individuals. That's roughly one in five, one in six, somewhere in between there, of the folks who live in Central Virginia. So really big campaign coming up, a lot of activity on that. There are a lot of workplaces that have already actually held a campaign encouraging their employees to participate, whether in one-time donations or in deductions from their, just $5 here, $10 there from every paycheck. But that's not the only way to give. You can also give on our website. We will have a mailer campaign coming out later on in the year. Many different ways to give. And I will go ahead and put a plug for one of the most imminent ones right now. We do have our golf tournament coming up on the 10th. And the reason that that's such an exciting event is because for that golf tournament, every dollar that comes in as a donation or as a sponsorship or as a participation is actually matched by the Williams Company. So every single dollar is doubled. And that's really exciting. And every year, there's a cap on that of about $100,000 every year. We shoot for that. We don't quite get there. We're at about $83,000 this year. So we have another $17,000 that we can raise before that event comes. So I would really strongly encourage you that if you are considering a donation to the United Way annual campaign, now is the time. Go in there and sponsor the Williams Golf Tournament. That's really the biggest bang for your buck that you can hope for in the whole year.
Absolutely. And I we cannot stress enough, Matt's dollar for dollar up to $100,000. That can make a huge impact to our community. So, folks, if you want to become a sponsor of the Williams Golf Tournament, visit UnitedWayCV.org or get in touch with Chris, get in touch with the folks over at United Way of Central Virginia, and make that pledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. Let's see. Do we have? Oh, yeah. You have Kim was on yesterday talking about the Kevin Chadwick painting.
Yes. A bit of a unique event there. We have a painting donated by Kevin Chadwick. My understanding is that would be normally expected to go for somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000. And that painting is available to you for potentially $125. We are selling tickets to an event on, I believe it is next week on the 2nd,
yep.
October the 2nd. And we are selling tickets to that event for $125. And for every ticket that you buy, you get a raffle ticket, which, of course, will be in selection for receiving that painting.
So nice.
Great way to get a wonderful piece of art for quite cheap and have a good time, a good evening at the same time. And, of course, all funds are going to benefit the United Way campaign.
Yep. And Kevin Chadwick is a renowned artist on the East Coast. He took up residency here in Lynchburg. As mentioned yesterday, he did a painting of a gentleman who had been homeless and who was kind of a fixture around downtown because he lived under the bridge. And through the generous donations and the support from our nonprofit community, he now has a home. And he's just a wonderful man. He would always be downtown at Riverfront Park. And any event we would have, he would just he'd come and help. He'd pick up things, he'd move barricades, he'd do whatever, you asked him to do, and he would always had a smile on his face. But Kevin painted his portrait. It's absolutely beautiful, and if you want to check it out, you can visit, go to UnitedWayCV.org, go to their events page, or you can see it right now up on our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. That event is happening at Findings Art Gallery in Boonesboro, and you can learn more by visiting the United Way of Central Virginia's website. Guys, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. I appreciate all that you do. Coming up, we do have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it.
Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, it's your audio vault. Let's open this sucker up. It's that time of the day. We have sounds for you. Bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, we're going to go directly to viral videos. This lady's video went viral because she wonders if there's something going on now with grocery bags. Let's listen.
I just went to Trader Joe's. I remembered to bring my reusable bags, and the lady who was ringing up all my groceries reached for the bag, and she was like, oh, these are just the best bags. And I was like, yeah, I love them so much. And she was like, yeah, and they wash so well too. Sorry, what? They wash well? Are we washing grocery bags now? Am I disgusting? What happened in her grocery bags? Why is she feeling the need to put them through the wash?
All right, Karen. Well, of note, one of the primary reasons that it might be a good idea to wash those reusable bags. We're not talking the plastic ones that you get from Kroger or Walmart. We're talking the actual cloth bags that you're reusing over and over and over. And it's the prevalence of E. coli.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
On one trip to the store, you may have some meat that leaks in the bag. The next time, you might bring home fresh vegetables that would get cross-contaminated with bacteria from the meat.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. this could result in you and your family getting very ill. E-Cloth recommends washing your bags after every use if you carry meat. I said, if you carry meat.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
That bacon is meat.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yes, it is. A Guinness World Record was broken in New Jersey when 2,358 people all played catch together. Here's Guinness World Records adjudicator Michael Emprick talking about the record-breaking effort.
This was an official Guinness World Records attempt for most people playing catch. The mark to beat was 972, and today they ended up with 1,172 participants, which is a new Guinness World Records title.
All right. Well, according to the printed report here, it says 2,358. Anyway, a sushi chef in Canada is going viral for his steadfast refusal to provide extra soy sauce, not even for $1,000. Sushi J owner Philip Kim says that salty soy sauce drowns out the flavors that he's working very hard to create. So here, we have sound on this, right?
Nothing for you!
Okay. Oh, no soy. It looks like Toys R Us are planning to reopen several flagship stores and 20 holiday shops by the end of the year. Toys R Us went bankrupt in 2017 and was liquidated and sold off.
I don't want to grow up.
No, neither do I.
Toys R Us. They got a million toys in Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really
put nice
the
ground hum.
From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up. Cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Nope. Did you record that directly off my mom's old tube television? Good Lord. So, more and more, AI has been becoming more prevalent in the entertainment industry. And it was just a matter of time, okay? You've heard a lot of songs created by AI creations, right? Or voiced by AI artists. Well, here is one that is has now reached millions of streams on YouTube and Spotify. It's an AI artist named, how do you pronounce that? Is it Zaya Monet? Okay. Zaya Monet. I think I got that right. Now, Zaya Monet, an AI artist, just signed a $3 million record deal. Now, of course, Zaya Monet is not a real person. Zaya is a creation. She doesn't exist in the traditional sense. She's the brainchild of Talisa Nikki Jones, a Mississippi-born designer and poet who uses her verses as raw material, feeds it to the AI, and this is what was created. 'Cause daddy never gave me that love 101, so I mistook love for the real one. She uses the AI platform Suno. Is that how you pronounce that? To turn them into produced songs. So this is How Was I Supposed to Know? Again, it already has millions of streams on YouTube and Spotify. Only a matter of time. So no real singer, no real musicians, no... Well, she's the writer. Not Zaya. Talisa Jones is the writer, but no, you know, no real music writer. But it's based on the AI voice. It could... Arguably, it could be, you know, as big as Beyonce. Goodness gracious. Wow. Yeah, we're going to get dinged by Facebook for sure. So yeah, again, only a matter of time. Well, I mean, yeah, the lyrics do seem to ramble a little bit. The song ends, you know, pretty abruptly. You know, I don't know. I think it's still an excellent tune, and it's all AI. That's a little frightening. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We are wrapping up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. We always do. Here's comedian Josh Robert Thompson on having a GPS that uses Morgan Freeman's voice.
Recently, I purchased a GPS app for my phone that talks like Morgan Freeman. Pretty cool having Morgan Freeman narrate your drive. Not so cool if you're in a hurry.
In 500 feet, turn left down Maple Avenue. As you make the turn, you notice an old oak tree on the corner. That tree was planted there in 1947. Uh-oh, we're lost.
Sometimes the GPS likes to play mind games with me, and it'll say things like, up ahead, make a right, or make a left.
Ultimately, it's up to you to decide. Get busy living, or get busy driving off a bridge. Morgan Freeman's just playing. But seriously, you're about to die.
All right, that is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly. Yes, that is our Morgan Freeman impersonator guy. There, cat's out of the bag. All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, on the way, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news and some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Same day celebrities... back it up. All right, take two. Same date delivery services are convenient for food, last minute toilet paper restocking, or inflatable unicorns for spontaneous pool parties. But they're probably not ideal for procuring murder supplies. On Monday morning, a DoorDash driver alerted police after making a very strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. The complete list of items hasn't been released, but word has it the delivery included trash bags. Here, let's ding them off. Trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and more. Now, that's fairly obvious. At least try to disguise it by adding a unicorn pool float. No? Anyway, police say a 42-year-old man named Neil Cooper placed the order on DoorDash for these items. When the police showed up to the motel room, Neil refused to leave and warned officers that he was armed. Police forced their way in and found a hostage inside. The hostage was rescued, but was later arrested on an outstanding warrant. There's no word on their identity, but it sounds like the warrant was drug-related. Neil was arrested for aggravated kidnapping, and there may be additional charges. It's unclear what he planned to do with the victim, but clearly, it looks like it could have been a really, really bad situation. A lot of people praised the driver for acting after seeing the red flags. Others weren't sure. One person commented, quote, "I'm glad it worked out for the best this time, but do you really want your DoorDash driver deciding your order is suspicious and calling the police?" I can see. Anyway... I want to tell that driver, you don't get paid to think, you get paid to deliver things, right? That was not my quote, that was the other person who quoted about the DoorDash driver. Is there another story? We got one? Oh yeah, a teacher's aide in South Carolina has been arrested after using a poop spray inside of the school. 32-year-old Alexander Lewis has been charged with disturbing the school and malicious injury to property after using the spray that plagued the campus for weeks. Here's one parent on how the stench affected her son.
My son, his asthma has been triggered multiple times because of this, and I've had him take him to the doctor three times.
Where the heck do you get poop spray? It cost the school $55,000 for inspection and air conditioner repair, by the way. Poop spray. I mean, poo-pourri toilet spray? Okay. The side effects. Poop odor eliminator. Okay, so I can't find this particular product. Oh, wait, there's a link. No, it's just a link to the story. Anyway, sorry I derailed it. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 27-year-old man in Tennessee named Zach Porter went into cardiac arrest at a TJ Maxx, but he's alive today thanks to the quick thinking of a CPR instructor named Mike Brown. Brown performed CPR to keep Zach going until paramedics arrived. Here are Mike and Zach talking about what had happened.
I call it divine intervention. I didn't want to go to TJ Maxx with my wife, and at the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there, and there he was on the ground. It was just kind of surreal, to be honest with you, because nobody was really doing anything except trying to get his attention, so I just ran up and started doing CPR.
And I just woke up at Vanderbilt just very confused. I'm just really glad that Mike was here to help out. Otherwise, I'd be in a lot worse shape than I am now.
And there you go. That is the good news. He didn't want to go into TJ Maxx anyway. So, good thing he did. All right. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. They just did their campaign kickoff breakfast this morning. So if you or your business would like to get involved in raising money for these programs and these agencies, get in contact with the United Way of Central Virginia now at UnitedWayCV.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Nothing for you.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.